This is Laura with the Average Show Talk Show and Jenny.
Jenny.
And Jenny. Yeah, we don't have to do last names.
Jenny.
You know, it's up to you.
From Minnesota.
Jenny from Minnesota. And so where, if you could live anywhere, if you had like boundless amounts of money and time and freedom, where would you live and why?
Oh, boy. What have we been talking about this evening? I don't know where I want to live. This is the problem.
Would you like to?
I kind of want to be a global citizen.
Yeah.
So, you know. I lived in Seattle for, a while. I love it there.
What did you like most about Seattle?
Bilateral mountain ranges and the water.
What do you mean bilateral mountain ranges?
Like there's two mountain ranges on either side of Seattle. So you've got the Cascades.
Yes.
And then you have the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got the Puget Sound. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing to do in the mountains?
Oh, I used to hike up to alpine lakes and swim across them.
That was my God.
Really fun.
Like, and you would change, like, into a bathing suit, or you had a bodysuit, or, like, a wetsuit?
I'd wear my bathing suit under my clothes and then just swim across.
Oh, my God.
And back.
That's pretty good.
And then dry off a little and hike back down.
Were you on your own, or did you go with people?
I've done both.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Did you take, like, a knife or anything with you if you were alone? Or?
No, because it's just hiking. Like, you just... No. There's so many trails. I mean, usually there's other people on the trail. I didn't do anything like remote or dangerous or anything.
Good.
Yeah. keeping it safe, real safe.
And what is your, like, what is like some really good life advice you've ever gotten from anybody, anywhere, podcast, YouTube video, human being? What's like some good life advice?
Life advice.
For happiness. Or longevity, either way. What's the best?
Burn everything. just burn it.
No. Did you? Have you burned things? Have you like gotten rid of stuff?
I burned things. Oh boy, I've burned a few things.
Like what? You don't mind sharing?
No, really. I think. What have I burned? I burned a letter that you know, because everything's about love in life. So I burned a letter that a guy gave to me, and then he broke my heart. So I burned that.
Yeah, and it felt good.
And it felt good. You know, it didn't solve everything, but it, you know, helped in the moment.
Yeah.
But no, like life advice, I don't know.
Then what's the secret? And it doesn't have to be romantic, but what's the secret to having a good relationship with anyone? What's the secret? What makes it last? What do you think?
Okay, so that, I do have a pretty good answer to that, actually. I think I like my answer, at least, if nobody else does. And this is actually kind of a cool opportunity because I've been meaning to write a letter to my dad about this, actually. So my dad, when we were kids, I've always, I'm 38, so I feel like I've, you know, I'm like, I've been surprised by a lot of things in life, right?
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older, the thing that I feel like my dad did that was the most useful for me in my life is when we were kids, he used to teach us, he taught us how to apologize. So like I know it's kind of a serious answer.
No, that's good.
But if we did something wrong or if we hurt each other or whatever, he was very particular about like sitting down and talking to us about what we did. And then we'd have to apologize. And it couldn't just be like, well, I'm sorry. Or, you know, sorry. It was like, no, like you have to sit there and think about it and think about, you know, what you did wrong and give it a genuine apology.
Yeah.
And then he would also say that, when you apologize for something that, it means that you're making an internal commitment that you're going to change your behavior in the future. So you're not going to keep going back and, you know, so I think that teaches a lot of things, teaches kids like how to be genuine, takes humility to apologize and thinking through your actions. And I think that's, I mean, to me, it's been probably the most useful thing that because you asked about relationships, right?
Yeah.
Maintaining relationships.
Yeah.
I think you got to learn how to apologize.
Do you guys ever watch the School of Life YouTube series?
No, I haven't.
It's really, really good. And that's one of the things they say in many
Oh, really?
Of yes.
Really?
That people really, if they just would learn to apologize more and often in relationships, like, it would solve a lot of problems.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think, and I like what my dad would add on to, where I really like where he would tell us, it means you're making a commitment to change your behavior in the future. Like, I think that's really important too. Because if you just go back and keep hurting people in the same way over and over again, then that's not going to fix anything, and you're just going to damage the relationship eventually. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Good.
Way to go, Dad. He's
a good
He's
house.
Great. Yeah, yeah. So.
And last question, what's, and no pressure here, but for however long you've known Daniel, what is his best quality, would you say?
Oh. So let me say that, how long have we known each other? 3 hours.
You know him intimately. Yes,
yeah.
I can tell.
Well, we met at our hostel, and then we were like, oh, we're hungry, we're going to go get food, and we were sitting there eating, and he was telling me a story. We've been together for at least 2 hours or something, and he's telling me a story, and he says, you know, and then what was it about your mom or something? Somebody was saying, Daniel, blah, 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 and I go, oh, your name's Daniel. I was like, noted.
Oh.
So it was like we hadn't even, like, exchanged names.
That's funny.
Because we were just talking so much. Anyway, best quality, though, I'd say I keep telling him that I think he seems like he's got it together. Like, he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know.
Comfortable with himself?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
Pleasant to talk to. Good listener. Good at responding.
Yeah.
You know. Thoughtful. Thoughtful, you know, in his conversation.
I bet he knows how to say sorry, too. He looks like someone who could.
We don't know yet. We don't know. That has not been discovered. Yeah. Cannot confirm or deny. I'm just gonna leave.
Make some horrible mistake tonight and then
just
see if you can
yeah. We'll shelf that one for now.
Like call her Cindy or something.
Oh. I am not a Cindy.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
Yes.
Thank you so much
Thank you.
Doing this.
Yes.
Awesome.
No problem.